Welcome to the weekend edition of the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. Today's podcast features all the best segments from this week's slate of Undisputed. With in-depth interviews and discussions, we have a lot to talk about heading into next week. Skip, Shannon, let's get to it.
There will be a new quarterback under center for New York. The Giants announced that rookie Daniel Jones will be getting the starting nod on Sunday, replacing Eli Manning following the team's 0-2 start. In a statement through the team website, head coach Pat Shurmur said he had talked to both quarterbacks this morning regarding Eli's reaction to the news. Shurmur said this: "Eli and I spoke this morning. I told him that we are making a change and going with Daniel as the starter. I also talked to Daniel. Eli was obviously disappointed, as you would expect, but he said he would be what he has always been, a good teammate, and continue to prepare to help this team win games." So, Shannon, when you think about Eli's career, what are you going to remember?
Skip, he's a two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback. He's a two-time Super Bowl MVP. Skip, he went on two historic great runs in the playoffs.
Yep.
But outside of that, he's been a very average quarterback. Eli made the playoffs six times. Outside of those two playoff runs, he never won a playoff game. He's only went to the playoff once since that 2010, the last time they beat the Patriots in the playoffs. He's a 500 quarterback, 116 up, 116 down. He led the NFL three times in INTs. And Eli Manning, Skip, is going to make the Hall of Fame off of two great playoff runs.
Really?
I do. I do, Skip. I'm just
usher him right into the Hall of Fame.
Skip, I'm not a voter. I'm in the Hall of Fame, and I used to think I knew what a Hall of Famer was, but obviously I don't anymore. But quarterbacks that win the MVP in that game, they normally get to the Hall of Fame. Hmm. And Skip, he beat a 16-0 team that many thought were unbeatable. And he beat them. No matter what you think of about Saturday, Skip Bayless, he did do that.
I could make a case the defense beat
concur on that conclusion. Mm-hmm. But Skip, Eli Manning has been a very average quarterback. His numbers say that. His win-loss record say that. But he had two historic runs. He went 4-0. And outside of that, he's 0-4. So I wish I can give you more than that and says, okay, would you do yada yada? No.
Mm-mm.
Eli had two great runs. Other than that, he's been a very average quarterback.
This is simply the weirdest career in NFL history. There's never been anything like this, and
nope.
I will suggest there never will be anything like this, because we all start with the perspective of he is the son of Archie Manning, and he is the little brother of Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
So he is established as NFL royalty on the day he's drafted.
Yep.
Correct?
Yep.
Sure.
And then you start throwing out the numbers. And if you take out the two magical runs to the Super Bowls, and he didn't just win the Super Bowl, he slayed Tom Brady twice.
Yes.
In his career, he's 3-2 against Tom Brady. And he won another game that was a big deal to the old show I was on ESPN, but it was back on November 6th of 2011. The Giants played at Foxborough, mm-hmm. and he out-dueled him again.
Yep.
And threw a touchdown pass to Jake Ballard at the buzzer, 15 seconds left, to beat Tom Brady in his house.
Yep.
So he was a Brady killer.
Yep.
And other than that, I can even make the case he was below average.
Mm-hmm.
You led this league in interceptions three times?
Mm-hmm.
Really? So you made four Pro Bowls, but you played 16
years.
So you only made four out of 16. You can't call that perennial Pro Bowl.
No.
Right?
No.
Okay. And how about 241 career interceptions? That's the most among all active quarterbacks right now. And how about the Giants hung on too long just because he was NFL royalty and they were waiting for one blast from the past, because his starting record since 2017 is 8-25.
Yeah.
8-25? I used to think he was a Cowboy killer, but he ended up 13-17 against Dallas, and he lost his last five straight.
Okay.
So is that a Hall of Fame career? Well, if we take out the two Super Bowl runs, he was 0-4 in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Is that Hall of Fame?
No.
Well, I get your just on legendariness.
Yes.
He beat Tom Brady twice in Super Bowls.
But what did they say, Skip? You cement your legacy in the playoffs.
I know. He did it.
But you look at the regular season, it leaves a lot to be desired.
I'd say.
He's 500.
It's
if he's 118, Skip, if he's one If he's 118 and 114, right. You can say he at least he's over 500.
It makes you wonder, how did you keep your job this long? It's because of Archie, Eli, and two Brady Super Bowls, right?
Yeah. They kept hoping that he's going to be able to. But you know Eli, if Eli just get to the playoffs, Skip, they kept hoping for that magic to happen, for that lightning. Sure. Because it struck twice. They say lightning doesn't strike twice in the same place. Well, it did on him.
And by the way, he did make one throw in each Brady game that turned the game.
Yes.
He made one to David Tyree, and he made one to Mario Manningham.
But the Mario Manningham, Skip, that might have been the best throw of his career.
Okay.
All right. 22 man, that. And he dropped it
he
in there.
He dropped it down the chimney.
He did.
Like Santa Claus.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. But I mean, Skip, I wish I could say more, but he has that on his resume. That's what he has, Skip. If I say Eli Manning, he beat Tom Brady. Tom Brady's unbeatable in that game.
Unbeatable.
Nobody can beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Eli did it twice?
Yeah.
It's hard to find a quarterback that's beaten outside of his big brother that's beaten Tom Brady in a playoff game, mm-hmm. let alone twice. Now, Joe Flacco did it
right.
in a divisional round early in I think it was. Might have been the division, might have been the wild card round. Mm-hmm. Beat him in the wild card, didn't beat him in the AFC Championship. Mm. But Skip, that's few and far between. And that man took him down in the ultimate game.
He did. Two close games.
And that's his resume. All this, Skip, nobody's gonna mention that he's 116 and 116. No one's gonna mention that he led the league in interception three times. Mm-mm. No one's gonna mention that he only made the Pro Bowl four times. What is it, 16
years?
Nobody's gonna mention that. Wow. What's on his resume is at the top in big, bold font. Two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback, mm-hmm. also MVP in both of those games.
Mm. And yet, I've often watched him play, and I've wondered out loud on TV, does he even know where he is? Like, he seems to just sort of drift through games like Rain Man. Like he is, they've always said he has very high football IQ,
right.
But he seems oblivious to everything going on around him. And it's like, see receiver, throw football to receiver. Where am I? I'm playing for the Giants.
But his personality just seems so different than Peyton's.
Oh.
Peyton is like, so seems to be, well, he is. He's like outgoing. He's like, but Eli is just like, they're brothers.
Mm-hmm. Really?
But they're like polar opposites.
Polar opposites.
And Cooper's even more crazy, his personality.
Yes.
Big person, huge.
Yes.
The personality. Biggest personality of the three
of all of them.
Is Cooper, to
yes.
me. Or as they say, Cooper.
Yeah. It's fun on Sundays
yeah.
for us.
But the point is that Eli never said anything. He was always the nicest guy.
Yes.
You know, he was a good face of the franchise.
Yes.
He just wasn't very entertaining.
No.
He worked at saying nothing. I'm not sure he ever had a whole lot to
and
say.
And maybe, Skip, this is why he survived. Or survived
yes, he did.
As well as he did in New York.
In New York.
Because of the way he's wired, the way he's built. It seems like nothing bothers him.
Nothing.
It doesn't seem like he doesn't care if he's coming or going. Whatever. Oh, y'all say, when did they say that?
Huh?
Oh, they've been saying that all this time?
Him.
I've been there 16 years. I've never heard him say anything bad about me.
Eli, wake up.
Well, I asked Shannon in the commercial break. I said, don't you come to a point where you know you're just not doing it
anymore?
You're
the last to realize it. Everybody else can see it. If you look at I mean, I watched myself on tape. I'm like, damn, that tight end moving slow.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, he turned around. And he had on 84. I'm like, that's me. I'm like, ooh.
You didn't say that.
Skip, I did, no, Skip. All of a sudden, Skip, I just, the twitch wasn't there.
Yep.
I mean, you step on the gas and be like, ooh, I think I'm running. No, you're not.
Yeah.
And, Skip, it's hard. When you've played at this level for to come to grips with your own mortality, your mm-hmm. professional mortality.
Yeah. Yep. But you know what? Knowing Eli's all-time survival ability,
mm-hmm.
I will not be shocked if that kid takes this job and just stinks it up.
And, oh, Eli back in there.
That's what I was worried about.
No, that Eli's starting next year.
That's what I mean. I'm like, well, what if it's not the end?
In order for this guy to succeed, you're going to have to move on from Eli. He can't because he knows there's always a fallback plan. You got to know, hey, you say you can swim, I got to throw you out there, Skip, and there's
no
life.
You have
whatsoever.
A GM and a coach who basically bet their jobs on that kid.
Yes.
Because nobody was going to take that kid that high.
Yeah. Oof. Well, they better be right. Because you remember in the preseason how Pat Shurmur was talking. Oh, I know what we think.
Yeah.
You should ask the guy that was against it that what they think now.
Okay.
You better be right.
I wonder if Eli would go anywhere else. Would anybody even give him a shot? I don't know.
I mean, Eli's right behind Peyton as making the most money in NFL history.
Yeah.
So it's not a money issue. It's just whether or not he still wants to play. I believe he does.
Probably.
The Daniel Jones era has officially begun for the Giants, and we're going to be waiting to see what he does against the Bucs on Sunday. No mercy. So former teammates Tua Tagovailoa and Jalen Hurts continue to go toe-to-toe each week as the race for the Heisman heats up. Last weekend, Tua threw for nearly 450 yards and 5 touchdowns against South Carolina. Meanwhile, Jalen passed for just under 300 yards and 3 touchdowns, along with 150 yards and another touchdown on the ground. According to Fox Bet, Tua is now just a slight favorite to win the Heisman over the QB he replaced in Tuscaloosa.
Uh-huh.
We're now joined by Fox College football analyst Reggie Bush. Oh, good to have
morning.
You.
Yeah, good to have you.
So, will Nick Saban regret giving up on Jalen?
No, not at all. He's going to regret giving up on Jalen. Life is good in Alabama.
Real
you got the best team in college football.
Really?
You got the best quarterback in college football. You're guaranteed to make the playoffs, even with one loss. And I think even if Alabama lost two games, they still figure out a way to get them in the playoffs. And when Tua leaves, they're just going to replace him with another five-star quarterback. So life is good in Alabama. I don't think Nick Saban has any reason to even worry about losing Jalen Hurts, because his quarterback he has right now beat out Jalen Hurts for that starting spot. And so, to me, when I look at the big picture, because I do think Jalen Hurts has the best shot out of the two to win the Heisman Trophy, because he played this situation perfectly. He went from having to face SEC defenses every week to facing Big 12 defenses every week, which everybody knows they don't really play a lot of defense in the Big 12. And so, when I look at the big picture, he's going to continue to put up these kinds of numbers every week, because there's not a single defense on that roster, on that schedule, that can stop them right now.
Boy, it looks like a Heisman winner to me.
Yeah.
Right?
With all that being said, look at my guy. 12-0. 12 tubs and 0 picks.
Really?
And he, has yet to really play any significant time in the fourth quarter. No, he won't regret it. Skip, Jalen Hurts got beat out by the – let me tell you how much Coach Saban loved Jalen Hurts. Coach Saban replaced Jalen Hurts in the national championship game against Georgia. Tua comes back, leads them to a victory. Coach Saban loves Jalen Hurts so much that he puts the job up in the spring. Whoever wins it in the spring, that's going to be my starting quarterback. He beat him, Tua TT beat him out again. So what was Jalen Hurts saying? You know what? This is my last year. I want to go play because I can't beat him out. He just beat me out last spring. I'm not going to beat him out this spring. So what was he supposed to do? He goes and goes to Oklahoma. Wish him well, Skip. It's the same thing. Can Alvin Kamara, Coach Saban mad at Alvin Kamara? Alvin Kamara wasn't going to beat out Derrick Henry. Couldn't beat out Yeldon. Couldn't beat out Drake. So his playing time was limited.
It's a running back. We're talking about quarterback. More important.
My point is, if you can't beat a guy out and you don't want to sit the bench, let me go somewhere where I can play. He went to Oklahoma because Kyler Murray left.
Wait, you skipped a step. Who took over and won the SEC championship game and got Alabama to the playoffs last year? Oh, it was Jalen Hurts.
Okay, well, he should have stayed and said, Coach Saban, I'll stay if you put the job up in the spring again.
No.
And well, exactly. Because he knows what's going to happen.
He'd shown up as coach, and he knew where he was headed to a better coach, to Lincoln Riley. A much better offensive coach.
First of all, you and I both know, Lincoln Riley have a third of success that St. Nick has had. That's why he got 6 titles. How many of your guys got? He got all them Heisman, and how many college playoff wins he got?
3 straight Heisman trophies.
Hey, what do you got to have? Like you tell me, what do you got to show for? What do you got to show for?
That does have a good ring.
Yeah.
No one's ever done that. No school's ever had 3 straight. USC's done pretty well here and there, but not 3 straight.
Not 3.
Nick Saban made a big mistake.
Stop it.
What Jalen Hurts is doing for the University of Oklahoma right now is extraordinary. This is a grown man running, and I'll give you Big 12 defenses. I'll even give you South Dakota. But it is extraordinary how he's taking over football games with his arm as well as his legs. We knew about the legs. This is a running back playing quarterback. This is a grown man. I could put that other word in the middle of it, you know, grown You know, that's what he is.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. This is pound for pound the strongest man in the OU weight room, because he can lift him some weight, and he can lift him some linebackers and DBs when it's time to. And I'll be the first to tell you, I don't love how he runs over people, but he just flat, if it's
not
a DB, he's just going to run his tail over.
Yep.
Yeah.
And again, can you last doing that? Maybe in the Big 12 you can, but what he did at UCLA, at the Rose Bowl, okay, UCLA's got athletes on defense. They have
they
a bunch
do?
Of Southern California kids who fly to
it's
the
been football. A tough
yep. And all he did was something no Oklahoma player, and there have been a lot of really good Oklahoma offensive players, none has ever done what he did. He threw for 200-plus and ran for 100-plus in a half, in the first half. And the numbers he put up were at least equal. I know Tua had a big game at South Carolina because he threw for 444, but my guy totaled 439 running and throwing.
Well, that's all we did. We don't do. Hey, but let me ask you a question. If Jalen Hurts is doing that with the passer that he is, what would Tua do in the Big 12? If Tua was with Lincoln Riley, he'd go for 500 a game.
Wait a second. If Jalen Hurts had Jerry Jeudy and Ruggs, these
he
are two first rounds.
He had them.
Okay.
They were there. That's Skip. No. He had them.
If he had them right now, Jerry Judy's going to be the first pick in the draft.
He's a beast.
That's the thing is, Jalen Hurts had him, and he was throwing the ball in the first row in the championship game.
Well, maybe,
that's why he got replaced.
Maybe we should credit Lincoln Riley for this, because he's turned him into a really good thrower of the football. He looks really good to me. He looks NFL good to me.
Well, that's the thing about Lincoln Riley, because I love the fact that he's not saying, this is my system, I'm going to try to fit you into my system. Mm-mm. He's calling plays for Jalen Hurts that showcase his skill set and what he does best. But also, Jalen Hurts has CeeDee Lamb. He has great weapons over there that he's using, which is why he's continuing to put up these kinds of numbers week in and week out.
Okay.
But
there's no Jerry Jeudy, but CeeDee Lamb's, he's really good.
Oh, they got some receivers.
Real fast.
They got some receivers. Yeah. They got speed, a lot of it.
But every time I looked up, Tua was throwing a five-yard pass that went 70 yards.
Hey, what is, hold on, what is Coach Saban? Now, we know Coach Saban. Want to hand that ball off. He changed his offense and said, I got TT. Go on and throw that thing. Do what you do.
TT stands for trap, trap. Pulling into the trap.
Club, tub.
He
about to throw for 500 on Southern Miss.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah, he'll throw 500 on Southern Miss.
You know, he does get knocked around. He gets beat up. And then sometimes he just kind of loses it. I saw him at the end of the year. He lost his confidence.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
I saw that.
All I saw is him put that thing on Oklahoma.
Yeah.
You kept telling me, oh, Kyle, he's the fast little feet. But St. Nick said, with little. Get it!
I told you. Have you seen what Hollywood Brown's doing for Lamar right now in Baltimore?
Balling.
It's so good.
Balling.
This is the kid.
We did not have him for the national semifinal. He could not play.
Sure.
He was hurt. And God bless him. I'm knocking on wood for him. He came back and beat. He was a tough, one of those
but
Jones.
Not only do we lose players, we lose six, seven coaches a year.
Yeah.
Jeremy Pruitt.
That is true.
Look at the guy down in at Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Smart. Mm-hmm. All these guys. The guy at Maryland. We lose coaches every year, and St. Nick's still standing. Mm-hmm. The only man that's coaching got a statue outside of the building he coach in. That's how good he is.
He got a statue?
Statue.
I predict October 1st is my over-under for Nick Saban blowing up over yet another media question. Hey, what about Jalen Hurts? Are you impressed?
Why are you asking?
They're going to
see
how
they play him when they play him, because they're going to end up playing him.
All right, let's do that.
I want to see that.
DT go for 500.
DT go for 500.
My guy's my run
Skip.
For 200.
Oh, y'all ain't running for 200.
We'll be at Oklahoma in 2 weeks, so I'll find out. I'll get the latest on this kid.
2 weeks? Who is that?
No, Texas Tech first before Red River. So I'll get the latest on this kid.
Really?
Well, I can still get to know him.
Really, Texas Tech?
I'll do a little research.
Texas Tech ain't going to play no defense. They're not going to slow him down.
Well, we don't even talk about defense. That's another day. We got to move on. Reggie, always good to have you with us. Thanks for joining us.
No mercy.
According to a list of NBA panelists, LeBron James was voted as the star who most defined the past decade. The King has racked up 3 titles, 3 finals MVPs, and 3 regular season MVPs in that time frame. LeBron led all players in scoring and was the only player in the top 10 in points, rebounds, and assists. Steph Curry finished second, and Kevin Durant came in third. So, Shannon, is it even close between LeBron and, you know, all the others.
No.
All the others.
No, no, no.
Well, go ahead and say hell no.
Hell no. Skip, it's close. I mean, close like Earth is to Pluto. Mm. Is that close?
Well, it's getting closer by the year.
Yeah. So, no, stop it. LeBron James, 8 straight finals. First team All-NBA in the entire decade until last season. Mm-hmm. Jenny read this one. Mm. The only player. Mm. Now, I think there's 30 teams in the NBA, about 15 players. So, you're looking at about 450, maybe 475 players in the NBA.
Yep.
The only player in the top 10 in rebounds, points, and assists.
Mm.
Really?
That's it.
And everything that you see going on with the free agency, who you thought brought that about? Mm. He changed the dynamic of the way we view the NBA. What you see with the KDs, the Anthony Davis, the Melos, all those guys, Skip Bayless.
Yep.
It's because of who made it fashionable.
Mm.
Before him, I got to finish my career here. I can't stay. I gotta stay here because I'm loyal to this team. Now, I know one day they might get rid of me. No, LeBron James said, I'm gonna take ownership. He gave them platforms.
Yep.
Now you see everybody forming production companies. Mm-hmm. Everybody got a platform uninterrupted, following his uninterrupted.
Yep.
And now you got boardroom. Mm-hmm. You got Steph Curry, got production company. Everybody branching out. The impact that Steph Curry had on the court with the 3-point changed the way we see the game now.
Yeah.
LeBron James has done that off the court. But he also did some free agency. Think about the frenzy that we just had, Skip. Mm-hmm. What, $1.9 billion in the first, 24 hours?
Mm-hmm.
That's his impact, Skip Bayless. I don't even know what you're...
I think you've said enough.
I don't know. What's the discussion?
Mm.
Okay.
Oh, I got a lot.
Are we discussing this over tea?
Yeah.
Or are we discussing this over coffee?
No.
Or are we discussing it over something a little stronger?
I think you need some Henny.
Well, we could discuss it over that,
when
too.
When I'm finished, you're going to need a big bottle of Henny.
Mm-mm.
What's that big one? How many liters is that? Like,
that's a half gallon.
Okay, half gallon.
We don't need any.
That's a lot of Henny.
That's a lot.
I hate to rain on the blind witness parade going on across from me, but I'm going to give you this. LeBron James definitely dominated the NBA over the last decade. He defined it. He was the MVP for better and for worse because he had epic achievements that you just detailed. Mm-hmm. He also had way too many epic failures, the likes of which Michael Jordan never even thought
about. This is not about Michael.
I know,
this is about
them
guys. I'm
just trying to put this in perspective. And again, the article also concluded that he didn't dominate this decade the way Michael dominated the 90s or Bill Russell dominated the 60s. Oh. Just for the bottom line, just for the perspective of this. But you are right. It detonated. This whole decade detonated on July the 8th, 2010, with the decision. What sped the decision? And I had no problem with the decision. I didn't have a problem with it being televised. I thought he did exactly what he needed to do because what sped it, what had just happened, the Cleveland Cavaliers featuring LeBron James had just blown a conference finals to the Boston Celtics, which they led, and then they lost games 4, 5, and 6. And the owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers accused LeBron James of quitting in games 4, 5, and 6. And one of LeBron's insiders told several reporters at ESPN that LeBron had such a team issue, a personal issue going on inside the locker room, he had to be sedated for a couple of those losses. So I don't know what happened, but he flamed out in Cleveland, which sped the move to take my talents to South Beach. And then he goes to South Beach, and in his first finals with the Heat, what happened?
They lost.
Epic meltdown. I've never seen anything like it. It was the worst superstar meltdown I have ever witnessed. It was cringeworthy because 4, 5, and 6 again, LeBron epic failed in those games and just closed down, and the chosen one became the frozen one. Okay, then what happens 2013? It took Ray Allen hitting the clutchest shot ever shot to save LeBron's legacy. Because if that shot doesn't go down after LeBron had missed the game-tying 3...
What about the other two he hit?
Okay, I'm just saying it still came down to LeBron missed, offensive rebound Chris Bosh kicked to corner, Ray Allen swishing from the corner, and it saved LeBron's legacy from dropping to right now 2-7. That's what if that ball doesn't go through the hoop, LeBron is 2-7. It came down to that. And then 2014, of course, It was what was left of LeBron and Dwayne and the Heat. They got routed in the NBA Finals by a record finals margin. Did that ever happen to Michael Jordan? No, it didn't happen.
Skip, this is not, we're talking about 2010.
Okay. And then 2015, LeBron played three of the greatest playoff games he has ever played in my eyes. And again, undermanned, he lost Kyrie and obviously already lost Kevin Love. And he's got game four in his house and they lose by 21, up 2-1. Well, that's an epic fail to me.
Well, let me ask you, okay, but here's the thing. And I take Dan, I just dismiss Dan Gilbert. I don't take anything that he says seriously. Because if you don't remember, I don't remember the owner of the Golden State Warriors when they blew a 3-1 lead to Cleveland saying Steph Curry choked. Saying he was
that's a good point. He didn't. Okay. That's a very good point. Touche.
Who's the owner of the OKC? Is it Clay Bennett? Mm-hmm. Clay Bennett. They blew a 3-1 lead to Golden State that same year.
Yep.
I don't remember him saying KD choked.
No, good point.
You see, when you're angry.
But the Cavs owner, who's a pretty smart guy, right. He said, my guy quit.
Right. Okay, he quit. So
interesting.
I want to ask you this. Without Scotty and Dennis Rodman, do you believe Michael Jordan would have won that last NBA Finals against Utah without Dennis Rodman and Scottie Pippen?
Well, he basically didn't have Scottie Pippen in that Game 6 closeout game because Scottie was having all kinds of – he was sick, and he didn't even think he could play in that game, and they were pretty sure he wasn't going to be able to play in Game 7. Okay. So he did it pretty much without Scottie that night.
Okay, let's take his first one, his first NBA Finals when they played the Lakers. You take the two best players, and I don't know, Scottie Pippen was one of them, so maybe you say Luke Longley or Bill Cartwright. Do you believe they beat the Lakers if it's just Magic Johnson? Because that's what LeBron did against Steph. Mm-hmm. He played without Kyrie and Kevin Love, his second and third best player.
Okay, but then he failed. Then he didn't beat them. So he wasn't transcendent.
Oh, we remember.
He had them down 2-1.
You remember when Scottie Pippen had that migraine in Detroit, Mike DeFlo with him? Do you know what Michael Jordan's playoff record is against the Big Three?
Mm.
Huh? Do you know what it is? Tell the people at home.
I thought this was about LeBron.
Oh, now it's about LeBron. Oh. You brought Michael into this. Okay. Michael was minding his own business with some big jeans.
I think I got rudely interrupted here because I didn't finish. But then we had the 2018, another epic meltdown at the end of game one at Oakland. You can't do this. You've refused to take the shot after you've scored 48 points and been as hot outside the paint as you've ever been in a playoff game.
But he can't shoot, remember?
And, well, no, he's shooting that night. Finally had a hot hand. He gets the rare hot hand.
Like
he
you does. Tell me, how can a guy shoot
rare
right back
hot
can't
hand.
Shoot.
And then J.R. Smith has a mental blunder, and all of a sudden LeBron goes over and sits outside the team. He sits down the bench from the team, and you want to talk about epic? He pouts. He goes into a funk, and he will not shoot the basketball for the first 2.5 minutes of overtime as they fall hopelessly behind, and it's ball game and series over.
Let this sink in for a second.
Swept.
The second and third best players of the decade of the 2010s was on one team, and we expected LeBron James to beat them. So right. I would like to see the decade, the all-decade team of the 1980s and 1990s, and I want to see if they had two players that was second and third and see if they were on the same team and Michael Jordan beat them.
Mm. Well, then we have to include what happened last year with the Lakers when LeBron went 28-27 in the games he started, and the year ended with a lowlights tape circulating on the internet. I'm not going to show it again today because I don't want to rub it in. Because
yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
LeBron's moment. This is his moment. I don't have the tape.
Hold on. How are you going to talk about this moment? Mm-hmm. And you just brought up everything that the man done bad in the last decade, but you wanted to have his moment.
Off the court, you got me, because nobody has been more courageously outspoken on social issues than LeBron James. He has revolutionized the way professional athletes can become business tycoons.
Yes.
Entrepreneurs. No one's ever done anything. He has 119 million followers if you combine IG, Twitter, and Facebook. Mm-hmm. That's outrageously great. That may be his greatest achievement of the
decade.
That
is greatest achievement.
Yeah, he dominates social media.
Skip, first of all, Cristiano Ronaldo
has
like
100. I'm talking about American athletes in our... That's a global game.
Hold on. You mean to tell me Tom Brady ain't got 120?
No.
Oh, look, with all those Super Bowls, with all those MVPs, the GOAT, and I got the faux GOAT on my side, and he got quadruple?
Thank you for using my expression. He is the faux GOAT.
Hey, what that tells me is that everybody know who the real GOAT is.
Really?
But I just want you to tell me, I just want to know, Skip, because you know it's not even close. You know it's not even close. The guy's been on the All-NBA team, first team. Mm-hmm. He's been in the... Jenny, I know you didn't know this, Jenny. Hmm. But he's been three times first team all defense.
Mm.
The 2 and 3 can't say that.
Until the last 2 years when he stopped playing defense and it got ugly.
Wait, well, hold on. Was 2010, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16? Was that the decade? Was that in this decade?
Yeah.
I just need to know.
No, those were in
this decade. Okay, what about those 3 5? I want to know the guy that has more than 3 finals MVPs in this decade.
I give you that. LeBron James took the decade as the drama king. That's what he was.
See, yeah,
he's the drama king.
He's
just like every day it's more drama.
He defined.
Yeah.
Defined.
He was the most entertaining player by far, for better and for worse.
There's no worse. Yeah. And there is no worse in this situation.
You can sweep it all under your little rug.
Ain't no rug. He's the goat man. Number one. And it's not even close.
I will give you this. He's the goat of the decade. Will that make you happier?
What do you need?
Huh? Goat of the decade?
No, I should have brought me a drink out here.
Okay.
Because I'm
stressing out over here.
I'm trying to figure out what we're discussing this over. Mm. We could have had tea. We could have had coffee. We could have had a half gallon. Mm. Well, I mean, whatever, Skip. Whatever you come to at the end of the day, after we finish our coffee, our tea, our half gallon, it was going to be the same thing. Goat James defined the decade, the baddest man of the decade.
Mm.
No more questions, Your Honor.
He was bad a lot of times.
No, it was. Yeah. Oh, look. Who won more finals in the decade? I want to know who won more.
Oh, okay.
Steph Curry got 3.
You got me.
Clay got 3. But which one of those guys got finals MVPs?
How many did he lose?
How many did he get to? You don't do that with Tom Brady. You don't say how many did he lose. You say he got the 9.
Wait, one guy's 6-3 in the finals, and your guy is 3-6 in the finals.
I don't want to know if he got L's on his resume.
So wait a second. LeBron is the un-Brady then. He's 3-6.
I just need to know, does he have L's on his resume?
Mm.
Does he have L's on his resume?
Shouldn't have.
There you go. Skip, stop doing it. What do you mean he shouldn't have? Yes, he should.
For 505 yards and his coach benches the best defensive player?
Okay, LeBron James was 51-8-8, and he lost the game. But he lost the game to a guy that's number 3 on the list, who had the highest scoring average in the decade, KD. A guy that hit 400-plus threes in a season, who's second on the list.
I'm not making a case for KD. It's all about LeBron. For better and for worse.
I just wanted you to say, you know what, Shannon, for the first time, I'm going to have to agree with you 100%. But no.
I agreed with you 50%. You got the right part right, but you got the wrong part wrong.
Hey, I want no 50%. I'm
waiting
want no 50%.
For those LeBron celebrations when we get into the season.
It's coming, Jenny. It's coming.
It's coming, Skip. It's been a while.
I got me a new jersey. Got me a pair of shorts. Just my guy Don C. hooked me up with them old denim Laker shorts. They're going to be a regular occurrence.
Did you say denim Laker shorts?
Denim Laker shorts. My boy Don C. hooked me up.
Boy.
So somebody is now trying to
that
give somebody
is
props.
Fashion.
And I'm going to have them bronze 17s. You know he got a signature shoe.
Okay.
He one of the few guys, Skip, that got a signature shoe at once.
Somebody's begging for free merchandise. No mercy.
So the Browns host the Rams on Sunday Night Football and are 3-point underdogs, according to Fox Bet. Baker Mayfield has had a shaky start to the season with 2 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, and it has at least one former Browns great concerned. 6-time All-Pro Joe Thomas said that Baker's lack of rhythm is surprising and unsettling, and that the QB seemed confused about several of the Jets' coverages on Monday night. So we're now joined by Fox Sports NFL analyst Eric Dickerson. Good to have you, Eric.
Good morning. How are you? The ambassador's in the house.
Yes, sir.
It is good to have you.
Thank you.
We're talking about that team. But when it comes to the Browns, what do you expect from Baker when he faces Wade Phillips' defense?
Well, one thing I expect him to be afraid of is Aaron Donald.
We should have had him here for this last one.
You know, when you watch Baker, he looks a little confused, and I think Greg Williams did a really good job of that. You know, the Jets don't have the same kind of defense that the Rams have. But what I do expect them to do is most definitely try to cut down on the penalties, you know, and not have him hold the ball as long. Because if he holds the ball a long time on these long routes, it's going to be a problem. You know, that's going to give Corey Lillard time to get to him. That's going to give Clay Matthews time to get to him. And also Aaron Donald time to get to him.
Well, that'd be
the best player in football, Skip.
You mean the guy with no sacks so far?
Hey, you know what?
No sacks in the playoffs?
Yeah, it don't make
no sacks against the Cowboys' career? I don't know.
But he got the loss against the Cowboys.
What about them win losses? You always say win losses.
He did lose.
Okay. Anyway.
Tony Romo. He lost.
So, rookie year.
He
year.
He did. Different one.
So, you know, I just feel like that the NFL, as you know, Shannon, it doesn't take long for them to catch up. You know, they watch film in the offseason. They watch Baker. You know, every player has a tendency. All of us have tendencies. You know, one thing I expect the Browns to do is look to Nick Chubb to try to establish the run. They did that last week. They started off running the football. The Jets stuffed it. They still came back to it and ran it, and it was good for them. And that gives Baker a chance to kind of get into a rhythm. But, you know, if he holds that ball for a long time and it looks confused, you know, one thing Wade Phillips will do will give him looks that it may look like this, but it's not that.
Right.
It may look like man, but it's not man. So that's what I expect. But do I expect us to win that football game? I got to go with that. Of course I expect
like
us to win.
Handle
I expect,
it,
us,
right?
to, I expect us to handle them. Yeah. I do. I expect
you
it.
Do.
And see, I can say that because I don't have to play and I ain't got to get hit.
Yes, you can.
I expect more struggle. Skip, I think a lot of it has to do with expectations. We automatically assume, oh, you see what he did? He had more touchdowns in his rookie season than any quarterback in NFL history. And so you automatically, well, you know what? If he played so well then, he's going to play even better next year. Mm-hmm. And like Edie says, teams study you. And I think the thing is, Skip, they're trying to push the because they want big plays, and they're trying to push the ball down the field. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you got to pat the ball in order for those guys to get down the field.
Yep.
And maybe some of that patting the ball is because why, Skip? He might be looking for a certain player
yep.
with a certain number mm-hmm. that wears a certain type of watch. Mm-hmm. But we're not talking about that right
guy.
Now. But it's still early, Skip, and Greg Williams can confuse a lot of people. Now, Greg will show you a lot of different looks, but if you can block it up, like the blitz look. Remember mm-hmm. he gave another night and OBJ went 89.
He did.
There are creases in there.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to hold up now because he's going to show you a lot of different looks, have a lot of guys moving around, and what you think it is, it's not that. And if you're not careful, he'll hit you in the back of your head with a blitz, a free rusher.
Mm.
I expect Wade doesn't like to blitz a lot, especially when he got guys, when he had Von Miller and D. Ware. You didn't really have to blitz. You know, you got to slide the line one way or another, and the guy that's getting single coverage can get home free.
Mm.
Wade doesn't really like to blitz because now he has Clay Matthews. He also has Fowler. He also has Aaron Donald.
He does.
So he feels he can get there with pressure, but he will bring it because he does have confidence in his back end. He has Weddle back there now to lead Marcus mm-hmm. Peters, but Peters need to be very careful with Odell because Peters is very vulnerable with the double move because he's a cornerback that likes to clue. He likes to play off, and he'll pat a read. The quarterback pulls up at three, those balls coming out quick. And Odell will set it down and take off on you, and now you got a big play over the top. So he needs to be very, very careful playing Odell. Peters does.
Mm-hmm.
But I expect Wade to get after.
Remember Peters against Michael Thomas,
Michael Thomas.
In the regular season game? Yeah. You were there.
Yeah.
But he'll get you. Hey.
What happened in the playoff?
Mm. Good point.
You got to back. You got to back.
What?
Yeah. My turn. Before I launch, let me say, I still love watching Baker Mayfield play quarterback. In fact, I enjoy his brand of quarterback better than any other. I like him more than watching Dak or Tom Brady or the quarterbacks I love.
Wow.
Because I just love the swagger and the body language and those touchdown celebrations, running up the field, doing helicopters and planes. And you know, it's just fun to watch because it is Favre-esque, Favre-like.
Yeah.
He's just spilling over with energy and in joy and trash talk, and he just loves to compete. Sure. But so far, so bad. Because it goes back to that third preseason game, the dress rehearsal, when he, against Tampa, he went 10 of 26 for 72 yards with no touchdowns and a pick.
Mm-hmm.
And he just looked lost mm-hmm. against Tampa.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, 43-13 happened in their home opener thanks to the Tennessee Titans.
Right.
And it was a disaster, man. And he kept trying. The harder he tried, the worse
right.
it got.
Right.
But against Tampa, Skip, you give credit now. Mm-hmm. Todd Bowles might not have been great as a head coach, but
he
defense.
He is a coordinator.
Yeah.
He is. He can really coordinate. And he could in his Arizona days.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And yet, I'm with you about this. I fear he has fallen into the Odell trap because, especially against the Jets, albeit against Greg Williams, who can confuse anybody,
mm-hmm.
And he was spoiling to try to get even with the team that let him go.
Right.
But Baker he's holding the ball because he's looking to hit a home run with Odell.
Oh, yeah.
And he hit one early.
Right.
And it might have been the worst thing that could have happened to them, you know, for the season because
it was the catch.
It's another hood ornament.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And yet, after that, he's forcing the ball to Odell. and he's holding it, and he's trying to duck and dodge and hold and escape, and he can run a little bit, he can move a little bit, but after a while, he's starting to take shots, and he's starting to get beat up, and he's not a big man.
No.
He's not built like Cam is or any of the bigger quarterbacks. So to me, he's got to spread the ball, because last year he didn't care. He was not Jarvis-centric last year.
No.
They had a bunch of young receivers, a little Callaway, and I can name a whole – they had a whole roster.
Higgins.
Yeah, Higgins. You know, they're pretty good. Mm-hmm. They're all pretty good, and they looked very good when he was spraying the ball all over the lot.
Yep.
So I'm a little worried because, listen, this is a tall test. Your guy can really – you want to talk about coordinating? That's a loaded defense with a really shrewd operator calling those defensive plays.
Let me ask you a question. Where did Freddie Kitchens come from? Where did he coach at?
Well, he coached a lot of places.
But where did he coach last?
Arizona, yeah.
So he knows that defense.
Oh, okay.
He knows what Aaron Donald can do.
Okay.
He knows that they need to double team. We can sit here and say, well, he's not that, you know, you say, oh, he's not that. But Freddie Kitchens is like, hey, look, this guy can hurt our quarterback.
Okay,
What did he do to Carson Palmer? I told my friend Roy Green, when we played him in London, I said, he going to make your quarterback retire now. Remember I told you that? He broke his arm. So, you know.
You've got to account for that guy.
You've got to account for that guy.
Everybody and, doubles him. Who doesn't double him?
What was
your stat? 8%?
Double and triple. The back sometimes comes out and chip on. And you got to be talking about an offensive line. Cleveland's offensive line is not that good.
Not that good.
So,
that's true.
And the worst thing you could do, Skipper, you have an offensive line that's not very good, is hold the ball.
Hold the ball.
Because that's why he's taking a lot of hits, and he has double the amount of interceptions as touchdowns. You can't if you take what the defense gives you, pretty soon they'll start creeping up, and then you'll be able to throw the ball over your head.
Yep.
But that shouldn't be your first order of business, try to throw the ball over their head, because they're like, nah, we're not going to give you anything cheap and deep early. But you can't keep taking those hits.
It was insightful to me and intriguing that the ESPN guys on Monday Night Football kept saying that, and I assume they got this from Freddie Kitchens, that Nick Chubb is the most valuable player on that offense.
Right.
Well, there's Baker and there's Odell, but Nick Chubb's the MVP of the offense.
You got to run it.
Really?
That
would suggest against your guys, they're just going to run it and run it and run it.
Yeah. They have to run it because, you know, I always say the run sets up everything. The run sets up the play action. All of a sudden, you know, you can't just set those guys there. You got to run the football because running opens up for the quarterback. It really does. It makes the quarterback's job a lot easier. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, it makes the running back's job a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got to try to run the football. They did it against the Jets, and they did a pretty good job of it. I think that Nick Chubb is probably one of the most underrated backs in the NFL.
He's power. He's better than people think.
Better than people think.
But Wade likes to play. He likes to play the run on the way to the quarterback because he really wants to punish your quarterback.
Mm.
Oh, but the Rams and the Patriots are just two teams that haven't allowed a passing touchdown so far this season. So something's working for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, considering Miami didn't score any and Pittsburgh didn't score but 3 points, I say they do it pretty good. Probably not going to give up a touchdown this week either.
By the way, lately, the only quarterback who's had much success against Wade Phillips was Dak Prescott.
I knew that was coming.
Patrick Mahomes continues to light up scoreboards through 2 weeks this season. In the second quarter alone against the Raiders, Mahomes threw for 278 yards and 4 touchdowns. Mahomes is tied for the most TD passes this season at 7 and leads the league with 821 passing yards, almost 100 more than the next closest player. So, Shannon, got to start with you on this. Has Patrick Mahomes already locked up the MVP?
No, there's a lot of football left to play.
Mm.
But he's the front runner. He's the front runner, Skip Bayless.
He's in running away with.
Right now, he's Usain Bolt in the field trying to catch up with him.
Really?
How'd that work out for him?
Mm-hmm.
410 yards a game, 3.5 touchdowns. He's well on his way to matching the numbers that he put up last season.
Mm.
And just when you thought it was safe to come outside, he's going to have a – somebody say, he's going to have a sophomore slump. I ain't going to say who that was, Jenny. Sophomore slump. You know, it's a sophomore slump.
Mm. Have the playoffs started?
Whoa, Skip Bayless. It's not your turn. I didn't ask you to intervene. Jenny, I was talking to Jenny.
Yeah.
Now I'm talking to you.
You're always talking to
me. I'm talking to you.
I won't listen.
Now, look. He put up huge numbers without the game's best deep threat. I know you like Michael Gallup, but Tyreek Hill is the game's best deep threat.
I'll give you that.
And he put up those numbers because what happened Watkins. Sammy Watkins had this huge game in Jacksonville. So now Raiders are like, we're going to roll coverage to Sammy Watkins. And now you let Robinson go for
Robinson
a buck 72.
Robinson went crazy.
And then you let Mecole.
Every time I looked up, number 11 was catching another one.
And you forgot about Mecole Hardman.
Oh, did
he ran 4.33. He got speed to burn.
Yeah.
So they got all these receivers that can run 4.3. Mm-hmm. And then you got Kelce. Now, the defense, I believe, Skip, the defense is better than it was last year. Mm. But they're not elite. So they're going to be into a lot of shootouts. And so he's going to put up these huge numbers. I wouldn't be surprised that within probably the next 2 or 3 weeks, he has a 500-yard game. That's coming. That's coming. I was kind of hoping the Raiders, like, score.
Huh.
So that way, you know, because I think he got a little careless. He hit him with a no-look again, too, Skip. You ain't see it. He hit him with a no-look. He was like, ready. Take that away. Oh, you thought I was throwing it over here? Nah.
And then you pose.
Yeah.
You pose
hey.
The camera like.
Yeah. Huh? And hey, he shoot layups like
we
this. Ain't no layups out there.
It's a
yeah.
layup.
Yeah. Got it going.
I think it was like an easy three.
Easy bucket. Yeah. Easy bucket. Mm. You know what it is, Skip, baby.
Can you explain what he did? Like,
which part?
In that game Sunday, he throws for 278 and 4 touchdowns in the second quarter. And then the rest of the game, he was kind of like Eli Ordinary.
Oh, don't do that, Skip. We hadn't done the damage. Ain't no sense. Come on, Skip.
I don't know. The rest of the game he threw for 165. Not bad, but not great.
I've seen Dak Prescott play entire games and not throw for 165. That ain't none of my business, Skip.
That's
I don't even know why
true.
I brought that
you
up.
Haven't seen
I'm
that.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah. I shouldn't even brought that up.
Yeah.
I know that's a touchy subject for you.
Well, excuse obviously, me. Dak Prescott is right in the middle of this MVP race so far. Now, maybe that will tail off because his quarterback and coach and play caller, they don't play that way.
Okay.
This is a balanced attack in Dallas, and that's why Dallas is going to win so many games.
Well, I can assure you, if they had Zeke Elliott, because remember when they had Kareem Hunt led the league in rushing.
Yep.
He was top 2 or 3 last year when he got suspended. Mm. Well, this is what it calls for. We got Shady McCoy. LeSean McCoy, he's not the McCoy that he was in Philly or his first year in Buffalo.
Yep.
Williams is a very versatile dual threat, but he's not the runner that Kareem Hunt is. So sometimes, Skip, you have to do, look, we got the guy. You trade up to get this guy right here, this is what you do. See, when you got a quarterback like that, you don't pay $50 million for a running back.
Okay.
It's Tom Brady. Ain't got no $50 million running back. Do we?
Okay. So, before I get to the guts of this discussion, quick point of order. I did say before the year started, I thought Ben Roethlisberger would be a dark horse MVP candidate.
Yeah.
He suffered the weirdest quarterback injury I have ever heard. I'm pretty sure, even though they're not being specific, he's having Tommy John surgery, and quarterbacks don't have Tommy John injuries where you tear a ligament in your elbow, right?
Right.
But doesn't it sound like that's what happened?
I
think he tore it late in training camp because that guy I saw at New England on opening Sunday night, I told you the next day, I said, I can't recognize him.
Yeah.
He couldn't throw it 10 yards. It looked like Peyton Manning coming off the neck problems.
Right. Especially last year when he ended up going to the bench.
Yeah. Right, that guy. Well, that's what Ben looked like at New England. And then they said he tried to practice, then he couldn't practice. And then he goes out there against Seattle, and they did lead at 10-7 at halftime when he went out just before halftime. But he just couldn't throw it anymore.
Nope.
And so now he's got to have reattached ligament, and he's gone for the year.
Right.
Okay, so he's out. And that leaves
Andrew Luck.
Yeah, that's okay, fair enough. Yeah, that's another possible candidate. And that brings us to the guy you still will give no credit to, and it's the guy up in Foxborough, and he's still standing at age 42, and he's off to one of his best starts of his career.
Is it better than my homeboy got going?
Yes, he is. He's
Did
you even ask that blasphemous question?
Skip.
Seriously.
Skip, right now, my homeboy, the best thing going.
Okay, well, he might be the most entertaining.
No, he's the best thing going.
He's like one-man globetrotter.
No, he's the best thing
going
right now.
He's like Meadowlark Lemon playing quarterback, right?
Skip, he's the best thing going right now. You know that and I know that.
I do not know that because the name of the game is winning.
Yeah.
And nobody can win like that guy in Foxborough.
Oh, what's his record?
And if AB does stay eligible for the whole year, he's going to be right in the middle of this MVP race.
Yeah, and guess what? Cheetah coming back. Tyreek Hill coming back.
Okay.
So now you got 4 guys outside.
Okay.
3 guys that can run 4-3 and Travis Kelce.
The truth is both Kansas City and New England play incredibly easy by NFL standards schedules. You can't tell me Kansas City's schedule isn't just about as easy as New England's.
What they got?
Okay, so they do have Baltimore this Sunday.
Yeah.
It's at home. Then they have Green Bay at home. and they have Minnesota at home. They can win those games.
Yeah.
And late in the year, very late, they have to go to Chicago on December 22nd. But the key game, the game of probably two unbeaten teams, if I'm reading the tea leaves correctly, will occur on December the 8th in Foxborough. It's now scheduled for 4:25 kick Eastern time. And I think we're going to have undefeated Chiefs visiting undefeated Patriots.
Wow.
And not only will home field advantage be on the line for the postseason, but MVP, I think, will be up for grabs that night.
Hmm.
And all I know is the quarterback you still give no credit to, somehow he outplayed my homeboy twice last year.
No, he didn't,
yes,
Skip,
he
baby.
Did.
Skip, look at the numbers. The numbers say otherwise.
Did you see the fourth quarter that he put on at Foxborough in that Sunday night game?
But did my homeboys have the game tied? Did he have
which,
that game?
Which game?
The game in Foxborough. And Tom Brady came back and got a game-winning field goal.
Yeah.
Okay, my homeboy had the lead when he left the field. Tom Brady went and tied the game in regulation and won it in overtime. Mm. How did he outplay him? Tom Brady threw two picks.
Yeah.
One of the end zone was horrible.
What did Tom throw for in the fourth quarter alone, 130?
What did my homeboy do for the game?
Who won that game? Help
see,
me out.
You go. See, as you see what you did.
Well, that's what you always do to me.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
No. I ain't saying nothing about no QBR, but this notion that Tom Brady outplayed him, no. His team won. But just because your team win doesn't mean you outplayed the other guy.
Who won the AFC Championship game? Who took over the overtime and converted three straight third and tens? That is impossible.
Was my homeboy playing safety?
Should have been.
He had to leave. Hold up. When he left the field, because this is what you do to me when we talk about Tom Brady.
Mm.
When Tom Brady left the field against Eli the first time, you said they had a 14-10 lead. That's what you told me. When Tom Brady left the field the second time against Eli, they had to leave. That's what you told me. So what happened?
All I know is Tom Brady just keeps winning Super Bowls. So he's now 6 out of 9 Super Bowls that he's won. And this kid in Kansas City, he's got a chance.
My homeboy coming.
He's got a chance. And he's come nowhere. He's done nothing yet. Has he played in a Super Bowl? Hasn't he played in one?
I mean, Skip,
and you're already crowning him the best quarterback
Skip,
in football?
It's only his third year.
He can throw the best no-looks. Tom Brady would never even think about throwing
a
no-look.
The man just turned 24 and already got an MVP on his
belt. Okay, all right. And he's got how many trophies?
Skip, the man, this is only his third year.
Okay, well, so?
Oh, because Brady won in his second year, anybody that didn't win a Super Bowl in his second year, trash.
Hmm. So, let's see. Who's fourth in QBR so far? Oh, it's Tom Brady. I'll give you this. My homeboy is third in QBR.
Oh, okay.
Who's first? Dak Prescott. But we knew that.
Okay, who's first in yards?
Yeah.
Touchdown. Like you say, it, the wow factor, it.
He's got all that.
Box office.
You know what he's got on his side? Andy Reid.
No. Oh, you got Kellen Moore.
Remember that quote in The Athletic about Andy Reid? He's got that guy. What was that guy's name who played for him in Philly thinking he's a Hall of Famer, right, Donovan?
That was dirty. That was a low blow, Skipper. You know it.
Well, okay. But there's some truth to it where Andy Reid went and found this kid and traded up to get this kid. So he's going to try to make him the MVP every year.
Now you're seeing what this offense.
Can you go win a Super Bowl with this kid? I say no.
This is now you're seeing what this offense could be when they had check down Alex in it, checking the ball down.
Okay.
He ain't trying to check it down. He's trying to throw them 60-yard bombs over your head.
Yep, and he's turned into a caricature. He's going to throw them left-handed, behind his back, and no looks.
Who got more interceptions?
Mm.
Dak Prescott or my homeboy?
Mm. Dak's got one.
Oh, how many my homeboy got?
Yeah, and it wasn't Dak's fault.
Yeah, it was his fault.
The receiver got two hands
on
the ball.
He threw it.
Yeah. Okay.
Put it in the chair.
Okay.
Put it right between the 1 and the 8. Yeah. It's a catch.
Sometimes you have to escape a rush, and he got a real furious pass rush.
That's how my homeboy threw that no look. He had to escape the rush and give him that right
there. Okay.
Mm.
I give you this. He's far more entertaining, if that's what you want to watch.
Better.
He's got a flying circus. He's got Andy Reid.
He's the best QB.
Andy Reid is the ringmaster in Kansas City.
He's the best quarterback going right now.
Hurry.
Right now.
Step right up and see Patrick Mahomes throw a no look.
In the first 3 weeks of the season.
You like that, Shannon?
He's the best quarterback going right now. Hottest thing going. Look at my homeboy. Got that old suit dabbled all up, paid.
Ooh. We haven't had back-to-back MVP since Peyton Manning in 08.
If anybody could
do it. Decade.
The truth is, he's all you got on this show.
What? What, my homeboy?
Yeah.
That's kind of harsh, Skip.
I got plenty.
That's right.
All he's got.
When it's all said and done. You look, like you said, hold on. You just said we got a long way to go.
We do.
And you already celebrate like the Cowboys. Are the Cowboys the NFC? What a confetti.
Not yet.
Anybody drop confetti down on the Cowboys for winning the NFC East?
Who likes my chances of winning five more cases of Diet Dew because the Cowboys are going to make the playoffs? And Shannon says, no, they will not make the playoffs.
We'll see.
Yep.
Have they officially clinched the playoff spot right now?
You must go home and stick pins in your doll
trying to get them hurt.
Right?
No.
You got your X-Man Xavier Woods doll. You stuck it right in his ankle. You got your Gallup doll.
I don't need that. I don't need that because sooner or later, that old shooting star that you got, it got to come down sooner or later.
Okay.
You got a shooting star right now. He played good. I mean, he played.
He's out of his mind.
We got to say happy birthday to my homeboy. It is his birthday today.
Hey, happy birthday.
Was it really?
Patty Mahomes. 20.
24.
And already got an MVP?
Yeah. He's a Virgo. No wonder I like this guy. I feel that makes all the sense in the world.
Dak go get an MVP?
He might.
He should. He's 26.
He's going to get multiple trophies.
We got a lot of complaints.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Monday for another week of Undisputed. We'll see you then.
Facts, sports, one of one.